This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. One of the problems faced by garment workers in the developing world as they fight for decent working conditions is the certification of their factories. Multinationals hire auditing firms such as RAP to certify a factory as adhering to basic wage and safety standards. Often, though, the auditing companies contract out the factory inspections to local people who are not competent. Jeffrey Vogt is a legal advisor in the Human and Trade Union Rights Department of the International Trade Union Confederation, the ITUC. At the conference of the International Labour Organization being held in Geneva, he discussed the certification of garment factories, starting with the Avidia plant in Guatemala and then discussing Pakistan and Bangladesh.
Guatemalan garment sector, you know, has a long and troubled and continues to have a long and troubled history. And over the course of a couple of years, and it's amazing really, that you would have one group of workers that would try to organize a union. All of them were fired, only to have a new group of workers step forward and also try to form a union in this factory. They were all dismissed. There were actually like three rounds of trade union or workers who stepped up to try to form a trade union and were fired. What was really shocking, and we only found out later, was that during this time, this company had actually been certified by RAP. And when we confronted them with the fact that a complaint had been filed in 2008, in which this case had been featured, I expected them to plead ignorance of ever knowing about the case, but in fact they said they did in fact know that the Avandia case had been included in this complaint before the Labor Department. But nonetheless, it really didn't provoke them to do much about the situation or really to do a serious review of their certification of that factory. And it was not until, again, that we visited them at their office, presented them with the information, presented them with evidence of threats, very explicit to workers, that you know, months later, then the certification was withdrawn. The excuse they had really was that they had contracted a local auditor who they later decided was not competent to do the work and dismissed the person. I think that raises questions, as we know, with the Ali Enterprises factory in Pakistan with 300 workers. You know, we seem to forget before the Tazreen fire in Bangladesh and the Rana Plaza building collapse that the world was first horrified by the fact that there had been 300 workers killed in Pakistan. And then that same day, another fire in a shoe factory in Lahore, which those seem to be forgotten. The attention around this issue started, I think, with those fires, and the fact that again you had an Italian auditor subcontracting work to a local staff. That audit, which again. Gave Ali Enterprises a clean enough bill of health to get the certification. Led to the deaths of several hundred workers, and I can't imagine how anyone could have gone into that factory with the iron bars over the window, with stacks of apparel in front of doors, and have thought that there was an easy way out of that building in the case of a fire. So I think this is negligence at best in this case. And even this is, I think, not discussed so much, but with the Rana Plaza was that, in fact, some of those garment factories in that building had received a seal of approval from BSIC, which mentions a European-based certification scheme, and in that case, their excuse was that they don't really audit for the integrity of buildings.
And that's it. Thank you for listening, and remember, it's all about global solidarity forever.